Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Bloggate Tips Tuesday podcast for June 12th, 2018. And I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include new Cloudflare tutorials, a roundup of posts on speed and things you can do to make your site fast right now, why voice search will soon be the norm, what mobile-first indexing is and how it works, what I discovered about Yoast SEO Premium redirects that I don't like, a monster list of GDPR plugins, and how Microsoft's purchase of GitHub might affect future plugin development. So let's dive in. I hope you'll join me live tonight around 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific for the party, an interactive Tips Tuesday recap and breaking news discussion on the Bloggate Facebook page. In Bloggate happenings, it's been a very productive week here at Bloggate. First, it's been a bit of a slow news week, which is very welcome these days with so much site stuff changing. I didn't have any major fires to put out or breaking news to tell you about either. And there aren't as many tips to pass along to you this week either because blog posting is lightened up a bit from others too. I think a lot of folks are on vacation right now. But I've been working on the biz as much as in the biz. So around here, me and my clients have been moving quickly on their open projects for site audits and HTTPS conversions. But in all client projects, there are days when we wait for the site to be checked thoroughly after a major change or a wait time before our next live session to be scheduled. And at the end of last week and through the weekend, most all of those wait times hit at once, which is unusual. So I had several full days to get caught up on my own to-do list. And among other things, I updated all the Cloudflare tutorials in the webmaster training courses. As there have been so many updates and new features at Cloudflare in the past few months, now I'm especially excited about the new security features in the web application firewall. There are two new settings to protect us from the most common plugin vulnerabilities, which are cross-site scripting, which is usually written as XSS, and MySQL injections that affect the database. Now, the WAF is available on the Pro plan, which I suggest you make room for in your budget. I've slept better this whole past year since getting Bloggate on it, and that protects my subdomains for the member sites as well. Y'all know 2017 marked the rise of a new hack attack vector where they go after mother companies that have an open door to your site, like cloud backup services and plugins. They can now do one hack and easily gain access to tens of thousands of sites. Webmasters, look for an email with a full list of the Cloudflare updates. Now, if you're a site audit client and haven't had a checkup in a year, now would be a good time to get one. Besides the Cloudflare changes, there have been a lot of other changes to caching, and we can really speed up your site and get it more secure with all these updates too. Remember that loyalty audits are faster and cheaper, and you get priority on my wait list as well. And as we draw closer to the July deadlines for Google requiring all sites to be HTTPS and speed becoming a ranking factor, I'll be renewing my campaign of speed posts. Now, I had released several new ones just prior to the GDPR frenzy hitting, and I've got several new ones on the way. And I've got a whole roundup so you can get up to speed now with several posts that I've already got for you, like why image reduction and optimization is the quickest way to a fast site, and then how render blocking above the fold slows page load and costs you visitors, then how to test your site speed accurately, and how to test image optimization for faster page load speed too, and then five ways to create image widgets that won't slow down your site, and finally, how Pinterest widgets slow down page load and the best alternatives to use. Also this weekend, I sent an email to my level 6 webmasters asking what they need the most help with. Now, prior to GDPR, we were in the middle of speed workshops, so we're picking those back up now and looking to the future of what we all need to know to stay as far ahead of the curve as possible. We're the ones tasked with getting in the know first so we can keep our clients ahead of whatever's rolling down the pike next. Webmasters, if you haven't responded to that survey yet, please do so today, as it will close at midnight, and I'll be doing a live stream in our group with the results later this week. And yep, I'm still packing. Things are moving along with the new house, too. And we still don't have a closing date yet, but we're hoping for end of the month. Now, I likely won't be physically moving for another week or so after that. So I'm going full steam on open projects and onboarding new projects from the wait list as fast as possible. I've been half packed since April when the house hunt first started. So I've been able to just continue packing about an hour or so a night and giving everything a good cleaning as I go. It's super good exercise, especially after a long day at my desk. And I sure do appreciate being able to do all of this in a relaxed way. All right, y'all, that's the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In SEO tips, half of the searches will be voice search by 2020, according to a post on Marketing Land this past week. That's a huge shift and one that you most definitely want to start preparing your content for. Now, every major SEO person and agency I follow has been heralding this since 2017, and it's picking up momentum now. All of the manufacturers of voice search products are scrambling now to ensure their devices can answer any questions put to it, including Google Assistant. And they want to go way beyond the weather and trivia now. And you may recall in the last few Tips Tuesdays, me suggesting you get in on the ground floor of Google's call for more recipes. They're going to branch out to other niches from now on too. And I'm already covering this in my DIY SEO course with the special formatting you need to get your post into voice search now, as well as featured snippets. Plus, I already have it on my to-do list to start checking the recipe plugins my peeps use and see if the schema markup they offer meets Google's criteria. Now, expect to hear a lot more about this topic from now on, as it will mean huge traffic source shifts for many sites all through next year, especially for those who are preparing for it now. And don't think for a minute that this isn't tied to Google's mobile-first indexing strategy they released in late 2017, too. You'll be hearing more about that from now on as well. Now, if you're new to what's going on with this, check out a post from WP Explorer that gives a good overview of mobile-first indexing and what it is. And then jump over to a post from Higher Visibility to see how Google may once again change its ranking algorithm to be more about mobile presentation and keywords than about links. Plus, you'll see how AI or artificial intelligence also factors into this. Now, guys, here's the thing. Google makes 150 tweaks a month to its algorithm. And unless you're a pro SEO and playing the game every day, you need to focus on more long-term SEO strategies. Think of it like investing in a 401k for years compared to being a day trader. Now look at the overall trends with search and make a play for those, like what's coming with voice search. And before you get all tied up and trying to rank, ensure you have solid SEO fundamentals on your site, like the ones I teach in the DIY SEO course. There are 14 levels of SEO on every post you create. And no, they aren't all shown to you as one of the dot scores in the Yoast SEO plugin either. We go a lot deeper than that in the course. And you'll see why chasing those green dots can actually be detrimental to getting your post ranked high too. Ooh, I was a bit shocked to discover this feature in the premium version of the Yoast SEO plugin. It has an auto redirect feature that makes a redirect anytime you change a URL, even if you only made a title change when you were creating the post and before you ever shared a link. And it even does redirects for anything moved to trash to keep folks from hitting a 404 page. Now, the reasons behind this have me scratching my head, as Google tells us they had rather trash pages go to 404 so it can eventually be dropped from the index. And so now I wonder what it redirects folks to. And it's nuts to me that they don't have an easy way to turn this feature off other than adding a bunch of code to your theme's function PHP file. No! Who's going to remember they have all those special filters in the functions PHP file when they change themes? Nobody. Now, all these redirects start piling up in your database too. And since the redirects are not in the htaccess file, does it have to open an instance of WordPress, then the plugin, then do the redirect just to open another page? That's whack. And choose up system resources. Plus, what happens to all those redirects if you ever come off the premium plugin? Do you get a sudden rise in 404s? Now, I want to thank my site audit clients, Harriet and Toki, for the heads up on this issue. In GDPR tips, I want to thank my client, Lynn Pearson, for the heads up on this post from Blog Mojo. It's a monster list of GDPR plugins. Now, I have not vetted any of the plugins on the list, so you'll need to do your own research and see which one, if any, are the right fit for your site's needs. In plugin tips, well, this news caused quite a stir in the dev community. Microsoft has purchased GitHub. And while most of you have probably never even heard of GitHub, just know that that's where the devs of most all the popular plugins we use hang out. It's also where they post the latest version of their plugin for public feedback and testing. So any changes to GitHub are going to trickle down to us in one way or another. So that's why I'm mentioning it and keeping my eye on it for us. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Show me some love. Share the post with all your blogger buddies to support the free and helpful info you get here on BlogAid. And be sure to visit blogaid.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.